Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Always nice to have you joining us, and it's kind of interesting. It almost sounds like a music group you're going to be telling us about today. We've got the three B's.
Yes, I have a little advice as we are heading into the holidays and into the new year. We all know this is a crazy time, and we want to try to stay healthy and keep living our best life. And so I have three B's. It does kind of sound like a music group. But this is advice, just some general things to remember to help you stay on track with some of your health goals as we enter this season of craziness. So the first B is build a better meal. We like to teach My Plate and eating from the food groups and staying healthy. And really building a better meal, it's very general and it can meet you where you're at. We want people to keep in mind that wherever they are at with their eating, to try to get more fruits and vegetables. You know, the great thing about fruits and vegetables is they are so packed with fiber and vitamins and minerals. You really can't go wrong with your health if you're trying to eat more fruits and vegetables. And an easy thing to remember is to try to make half of your plate fruits and vegetables every time you sit down to eat. It can be intimidating, but that's a small goal to just try to set for yourself. You know, you can use whatever you have in your house. It does not have to be a specific type of fruit or vegetable. We all like different things. But if you can say to yourself, okay, my goal, I want to try to get more fruits and vegetables on my plate. That's at least something, a small step that you can try to do. And it's flexible enough for those of us with different likes and dislikes and budgets and schedules. Just something to keep in mind. The second B is boost your physical activity. So when we think about physical activity, the first thing that might come to your mind is going to the gym or going out and having to run. And really, it doesn't have to be even that big of an activity. It can just be a 15-minute walk. It could be any other activity that reduces your sitting time and gets you away from screens or other technology. If you sit all day and then you go home and sit, that can actually, has been studies that have shown that can actually negate if you're trying to eat healthy. It can kind of cancel that out. If you just sit all day and don't get any physical activity in, it can kind of cancel out that healthy eating, if that makes sense. You know, we know immediate benefits are it can reduce your stress, it can reduce your blood pressure, and long term, it can lower your blood pressure, stronger bones and muscles, better coordination and balance as you age. You know, as people age, falling becomes a threat. Falling can break bones, can put you in the hospital, and just that 15 to 20 minutes a day of getting out and walking can really improve your balance and your coordination for those everyday activities that you have to do. You know, getting in and out of your car, going grocery shopping, things like that. The last B is balance stress. So it's important to acknowledge stress as we go into this holiday season, that we have a lot going on. And so having a game plan for that, if you know that finances or family dynamics are going to be points of stress, think about it. Think about it and prepare a plan so that you know if you're in certain situations what you will do, what the best way for you to handle that is. Chronic stress, it's not good to carry that with us. It can lead to heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and everyone handles stress differently. I'm going to react different from you in a stressful situation. So know what your triggers are, and then know what the best way is for you to deal with those triggers and resolve and either work through it or avoid that situation entirely so that you don't have that stress. So the three B's, build a better meal, boost your physical activity and balance stress are just little things that you can think about and work on, and you don't have to tackle all three at the same time. You know, maybe start with one first, and when you feel like you're kind of getting to a good place, tackle the next one. Or just start small with all three. You don't have to go big. You know, we are talking about fruits and vegetables on your plate. If you know there is no way that you're going to get half your plate fruits and vegetables, just try getting one on there. Just say, I'm going to get one on my plate at every meal. You know, you have to start somewhere. So this is advice from, I want to acknowledge, this is Chelsea Reinberg, an extension agent that we have in Johnson County. This is her advice, and I just thought it was great for the holiday season and wanted to share it with y'all today. So think about the three B's, think about what you can handle, and hopefully it will help make your holiday season a little bit better and more manageable this year.
That is great advice. Now, I'm assuming that getting half of your plate filled with fruits and vegetables doesn't mean half the plate is mashed potatoes, but it kind of counts.
Right. I mean, it's always good to go for some color.
Yeah, a little bit of variety in there, something green, right. Something red, and all that. So, you know, ketchup, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the advice. I think that's a pretty sound plan, and amazingly enough, does not sound that difficult. Small steps, little bites.
That's right.
If anybody has any questions, how do they best get a hold of you?
Sure, they can call the Mound City office at 913-795-2829. We are always around and happy to help.
And always full of some very good advice, I'll say that too. Well, thank you very much, Franny, and we will catch up with you next time.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.